Hello, Tempest fans. I am the Midnight Host, and I want to invite you to join me every Friday as I enjoy a new horror short story. For fans of The Twilight Zone, Tales from the Crypt, and Creep Show, Don't Fall Asleep is a podcast and YouTube channel featuring modern and classic horror stories. Narrated by Spencer Dillehay, the narrator for Tempest Investigations. Find us on YouTube and in podcast form. Search Don't Fall Asleep Channel on YouTube and Don't Fall Asleep Podcast in Google or your player of choice. Whatever you do, have a pint of Bob's Tail Ale before you go, and don't fall asleep.
Part 5. "This is insane," Jim said. "We've been walking for hours, and this place just goes on and on."
"Actually, it hasn't been more than 30 minutes," Matt said. "It probably just feels like more because you're not smoking."
Jim grimaced at him.
"Very funny, cat boy. How do you figure it's only been 30 minutes?
"Because I looked at my watch," Matt said, holding it up. Jim held his own up. The two were showing two different times.
"I don't think you can count on it. According to mine, we've been here over 2 hours.
They reached a large wooden staircase, like the one they had come up to the second floor on, and sat down on the steps to rest. This wasn't the first one they had seen, and since the stairs didn't go down, but up, they were sure it wasn't the one they had come up by.
"So, do you still see those spirals in the air?" Jim asked.
Matt squinted.
"Yes. Well, not in the air. They're like in the walls and carpet."
"Why?"
"The spiral is a symbol of something that never ends. I'm afraid this mansion is some strange kind of Chinese puzzle box. A magical version of a never-ending maze. I didn't see spirits here, because they might be afraid of getting pulled in."
"Why would they be afraid of that?"
Matt said. He rested his head in his hands.
"Well, magic needs fuel. That's a basic fact. Most often, it's energy of some kind, from the wizard's own spirit, or from some kind of sacrifice. But a wandering spirit might work just as well. I think that maybe this place draws power from people wandering around in it, a bit like the labyrinth in Crete we talked about, except that here it's not a minotaur that's being fed, it's the labyrinth itself. Remember outside, when Jean spoke to us, she said that they had to cut back on guides because they had fewer tourists come through, right?"
So
my theory is this: that the mansion likes or requires people to come through regularly. I think if we went back to when the guy disappeared and checked the amount of people coming through here, that there were also fewer tourists at that time. Maybe it can feed, for lack of a better word, on normal tourists, but if there's a slow season and fewer people come through, it gets hungry.
And so, instead of just being a nice, quiet mega monster house and sucking a little bit of people's energy away, it snatches people away completely.
But what does it do with them?
I mean, it hasn't eaten us yet.
How do you know? Our watches are keeping different time. We wander around endlessly in what seems to be some kind of impossible labyrinth, and we can't find the exit. What if it keeps us here, walking around inside while feeding off us somehow?
Matt shivered.
You mean that the people who vanished just walked around and around in an endless mansion hallway until they died from starvation or something?
Maybe. If that's so, then the mansion just scored big. I won't die from starvation. I can keep walking around until doomsday.
Yeah, but I can't.
Matt put a hand over his stomach.
I haven't even had lunch, and I get cranky if I don't eat. But if your theory is correct, what do we do?
First of all, we should try to find the exterior wall.
Remember that in the music room, there was a window. You could see the grounds, remember? Maybe we can smash our way out through one of those.
I don't know. That seems too easy, if the mansion actually keeps people around forever,
Matt said, but got to his feet again.
Let's give it a shot anyway, though.
They began walking down the corridor again, this time trying the doors as they went past. Some of them opened to nothing, literally a brick wall behind the door, which made Jim scratch his head, but which might be one of the strange architectural quirks Bruce Mansion was known for. Others opened into rooms without windows, a bathroom, which Matt gratefully used, a linen closet, and several bare rooms without furnishings. Eventually, they reached a room that had a window, a bedroom with blue walls, a large canopy bed, a dresser, and a large window overlooking the hills. Jim walked to the window and at first tried to open it, but with no luck. There were no latches or locks, and the window didn't slide open like it was supposed to. It felt like it wasn't even built to open. It was just one smooth wooden frame around the glass instead of an actual window. Jim pulled his gun from his holster and gripped the barrel.
Stand back a little.
Matt took a step away, and Jim swung his hand with the gun against the glass. There was a sound like hitting a wall, and the glass was completely unscathed. Jim cursed and shook his hand.
Damn, that hurt! It was like striking metal. I suppose I could try shooting it.
Oh, I don't think that'll work, Matt said.
It didn't sound like you hit glass at all. Well, I think maybe the window isn't even really there. Maybe the house is, I don't know, making us see it in a place it isn't. I told you it was too easy.
Then what do you suggest?
Jim said. He holstered his gun.
Does your animal pal have any suggestions, perhaps?
Matt looked to his side as he conferred with the invisible cougar. He shook his head.
No, she says she doesn't know where she is either. Normally she can find her way really well, but there's something else in play here than just normal wayfinding. I think if we're going to get out of here, we should try using Eternal Wanderer ideas instead.
We should use what now?
It's this role-playing game I'm playing online with my friends. Basically, you play a group of adventurers called a party, and you go fight monsters and stuff.
Right. How would it relate to this?
A month ago, there was this new expansion released. It was called the Necromancer's Dungeon, and we played through the weekend on that sucker because it was really big. Anyway, there was this castle, the Necromancer's Castle, obviously, where your life points were drained off just by you being inside it, and you had to find your way through. But the auto-map function didn't work because of his magic, so you had to go manual and make physical treks.
Winter is here, and if your furnace isn't keeping up, don't worry. Care Heating and Cooling has you covered. Our expert technicians are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. That means when care shows up, we're there to solve the problem, not to push a sale. With 30 years of award-winning, trusted service, you can count on care to keep your home warm and comfortable. Call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or schedule an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Jim held up one hand.
Stop. 10 words or less, okay? I'm not into the whole computer game thing.
We have to make physical changes to the corridors. Break stuff. Draw on the walls. That sort of thing.
Why? What good would that do?
It would help us know if we walked past a special place before. But in this case, maybe it would annoy the house too. It uses energy to build itself bigger and bigger. So maybe it doesn't like it if we break stuff. Then it has to rebuild.
Well, I just tried breaking a window.
That was to escape. I'm talking about stuff like this.
Matt walked to the dresser, put his fingers around the side, and began to tip it. It was heavy, but it slowly tilted forward and finally tumbled over with a resounding crash. The wall behind the dresser was bare and empty.
We leave the door open when we leave this room, so if we walk past it,
we can see that we've been here.
It seems silly, Jim said, but could feel a smile tug at the corners of his mouth.
Come on, pull the bed apart or something.
Jim turned, grabbed the duvet off the bed, and flung it through the open door into the corridor, before pulling the sheet off and turning the mattress over. He had to admit that, even if it didn't help them, it still felt good on a basic level. It took the edge off the frustration to do something physical to the building that held them captive.
Okay, let's move on then, Matt said.
I also think we should try going up one of those stairs when we find one again.
Why? We want to go down. Yes, but maybe up is down. That was another thing in the game. The Necromancer turned the world sort of upside down to trick the players. And you had to go into that mindset to find your way. Thinking in reverse, if you know what I mean.
Not really, but let's try it.
Cool. Besides, we haven't seen any stairs leading down at all, so why not try it?
If this game of yours can get us out of here and find Jean and the kid, I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Jim moved away from the bed again.
Come on, then. Let's move on.
Okay.
Matt followed him into the corridor.
One thing bugs me about your theory, though. Why did the mansion start to eat people after the guy was dead? Wouldn't it have started while he was alive? His servants said they got lost in it.
Maybe back then, he and the servants living here was enough for it. What I'd like to know is why did he build it at all? What purpose did it serve?
They headed down the corridor again.
They had walked for perhaps 30 minutes, making various twists and turns in the corridor, when Jim pointed ahead.
There! Look!
A white block lay across the carpet on the floor, next to an open door.
The mattress!
Matt said, quickening his pace and reaching the open door.
And here's the bedroom we trashed.
So, we know the house can make us walk in circles.
That still doesn't explain the stairs that stop going down, or what Jean told us about the mansion showing her a completely new part. But it's a start.
Jim stepped over the mattress and looked into the room.
But look!
The room was still messy, but it was obvious it had been cleaned up a bit since they were here. The dresser Matt had overturned was now upright, and some of the drawers that had fallen out were put back in.
So there's someone else here besides us, Matt said. Someone who comes along and tidies up.
I don't think so.
Jim put his hand on the wall, running his fingers up and down the blue wallpaper.
I think it's what you said before. Maybe the house does this itself. Fixes itself like it builds itself, like a body that regenerates, closes a wound. It brings things back to how it's supposed to be. If we'd taken longer in getting back here, the mattress might have been back inside as well, and the bed made.
Matt flapped his arms.
Well, that's just great. They didn't do that in the game. So what, we can't even change things now?
Jim kept running his hands over the wallpaper. His eyes became distant. The house heals itself in a few minutes like a body would. But not just any body heals itself in minutes. Mine does. But if you broke your leg, it would take weeks to heal it.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that this might be all about immortality. Remember how I told you about Mr. Bruce and how he was always known for his youthful looks? Maybe he was just like me, an immortal who didn't age at all. He lived here for many years, and then suddenly he disappeared, just like an immortal would do if he was beginning to feel like he'd stayed in the same place too long. I did that when I lived in Chicago.
Okay, so he ran away when he decided he'd overstayed his welcome?
No, I don't think so. Leaving your past can be hard. I know that from personal experience.
What if you didn't want to start over, but couldn't stay in the public view? If you had built an enormous mansion, used magic or something like it to make it into a kind of ever-changing labyrinth, wouldn't you just walk into it and never come out?
You mean Mr. Bruce is still living here? Matt looked around. But why would he need to capture people?
Like I said earlier, maybe it's about energy. I don't know for sure, but I'm beginning to think we're not just up against a building here, we're up against someone. And instead of trying to get out, we need to get deeper in. Remember, Jean said she was suddenly in a new wing of the mansion. Maybe if you're trying to go deeper, you can go where Bruce is spending his time.
I'm not sure I want to meet him in person if he can do all this.
Matt turned around when one of the drawers suddenly rose from the floor and floated back into place in the dresser.
Holy! Did you see that?
Yes, I did. And it makes me think I'm even more right. Come on, Matt. Instead of trying to get out, let's try to go deeper. Let's see if we can make an appointment with the man of the house.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.